I really do feel like dressing all of this morning.
Burke!
Do men gather the grapes of God and take the vessel? He will serve a good tree, bring forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bring forth evil fruit.
Yes.
A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit.
Yeah.
Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I believe I read that over again. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruit. Then he asked the question, yet do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil.
Yeah.
A good tree cannot bring forth evil. It just can't bring forth. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. That's the impossible one, and it is that. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by thy fruits ye shall know them. Now there was a reason here for the Lord giving this instruction to his disciples, and not only giving to his disciples, the 12 and with them at that time, but that's handed down to all the generations of the saints. To beware of false prophets. And there are many false prophets in the world today. And so thick and so cunning that you hardly know one when you meet him because he's dressed up in sheep's clothing.
Yeah.
And they're doing a lot of damage in the world. And not only in the world, but they're invading the ranks of the saints, false prophets are. And the Lord said, the only way you're going to know him, didn't use the word on, I put that in the cell, or in there, is by their fruits. You can't tell them so much altogether by their talk, unless you have the spirit of discernment. And I believe that the Lord has given to all of his people some portion of discernment.
Yes.
I don't believe they all have the gift of discernment. I don't believe they all have the same degree of discernment. But I do believe that every child of God has some degree of discernment. And I believe the Lord gives to them for their protection. Now, the insects and fowls that say to the kind, they can tell when danger is there. And they'll make for a hiding place or for shelter, or prepare to defend themselves. And I believe that's what the Lord wants his people to do.
Yeah.
I believe the Lord wants them to use the sense of discernment that he has given them. And I'm confident that this one thing that they don't always do it. They don't always use that God-given sense of discernment for their self-protection.
Praise the Lord.
There's some cause for that. I can't tell exactly why it is, but I know that is so.
Amen.
I know sometimes we used to raise chickens again. And the old hen would see a shadow coming across the yard, and she could discern that it wasn't very pleasant. The shadow of a hawk, and she could take it. And she made some kind of noise. And those little chickens were just hung right under her wing.
Yeah.
She said out there, she's going to detect some danger in there. And they would stay right under there, under this old hen, and make another kind of noise. She'd make another kind of noise. I couldn't tell them except for those little chickens she had there. And when she'd make that other little sound there, they'd come to heat it out. Thank God for sunshine.
Yeah.
Well, that was God giving me.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. And Jesus told his people, how often would I have gathered you together under my wings, that's not just the burden, as a hen does her brood, but she would not.
Yeah.
You just didn't have the instinct. You just didn't have the judgment. You didn't have the understanding to know the king was there, like a little chicken.
Yeah.
And that's where the enemy come in and swept a lot of them away. Because they didn't take the warning. Now, Jesus gives us this warning. Whenever you hear the mother hen make that distressful noise, you take for shelter. Out on the sea, the ship's going across the ocean. By the time a ship with miles and miles away from other ships.
Yeah.
And they run into danger. Maybe the ship's breaking a leak or something like that.
Yeah.
And they have a way of living out of distress now.
Yeah.
And you people can understand today before you know that SOS. And whenever another ship receives that sign, SOS, it matters not where they're headed for. They set their steer, they set their compass to why that ship is in distress. Because they need help. And so that's the way it is among us sometimes. Somebody that has the spirit of discernment needs to send out the SOS.
Okay.
Sign. And when it's received on the other end, there needs to be some response made.
Yes. Yes.
And when that response is made and given, the people should give heed.
Yes. Yes.
And understand that that's the voice of God. Or is it into a shelter?
Yes.
We want to read another scripture. I want to give out a few scriptures. Please,
yeah.
I'd like to give out three or four scriptures. Yeah, I want one in Matthew 15, 15 and 12. Very close to us.
Yeah.
I want one in Acts 20. You might call this a mistaken. Acts 20, 28 to 31.
Who's in there? 28
to 31. All right, Romans 16, 17, 18.
Amen.
2 Peter 2, 1 to 3.
2 Peter 2, 1 to 3.
All right. Hebrews 2, 1 to 4. I believe that's where we give out the present time and take them along. So, if you have, whoever has Matthew 16, 5 to 12, you might read. Let's see.
Amen.
Matthew 16, 5 to 12.
And
when his disciples were come
to
the other side,
they had forgotten to take bread.
Jesus said unto them,
take heed,
and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees,
and of the
Sadducees.
And they reasoned among themselves,
saying,
it is because we have taken no bread.
Jesus knew their reasoning, knew that they were speaking among themselves.
Sir, sir, now we didn't bring any bread.
Yes.
And they thought that's what he was talking about. Of course, the gospel is the bread of life.
Yes.
Said, I'm the bread of life. And they're reading, they thought he's talking about bread. All right, you know.
And Jesus
perceived. When Jesus perceived it,
he said unto them,
O ye of little faith.
Why reason ye among yourselves?
Because ye have brought no bread.
Yes. Do ye not yet understand?
Now remember the five loaves.
5,000.
5,000.
How many baskets did you pick up?
Neither seven loaves.
4,000.
How many
baskets
did you pick up? Don't remember that?
How is it that you do not understand?
Now, just a minute there. Hold that. I want you to go to the front. I want to say one thing. We lack understanding.
Yes.
I find myself short of understanding sometimes. I do. I don't. It might not be a very good thing to say, but I do.
Yes.
And I know you do. Short of understanding. Because if you understood the situation, had understanding heart,
yes,
it wouldn't get you involved in so many difficulties.
That's
what you're doing. You're going to be careful. You know, sometimes I pray, and I know others pray, Lord, quicken my understanding. Help me when I read the Word of God that I can understand, have an understanding from heart.
Yes.
And the Lord does sometimes. Sometimes I read over for the Scripture, been reading over for 20 years, and I get a little new life. And I say, thank the Lord. We need understanding. God is the one that gives understanding.
Sure.
God is the one that gives understanding.
Yeah.
We can search and find out a good many things by searching and by studying.
Yes.
But if we want some help and understanding in the things of God, we got to go directly to God.
Yes.
For this help is understanding.
And
I think James said, when a man like with you, lay him ask God, he ain't give it to him.
Yes.
Without faith, he just give it to him living. He just give it for life.
Praise the Lord.
Well, we sure need a lot of it today.
Yes.
All right, come on, sister.
How is it that you do not understand?
How is it that you do not understand?
I'm not talking
to you about bread, meat, fish, thing like that.
No.
That you should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees.
That you should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees.
And of the Sadducees.
And of the Sadducees.
Then understood they how.
Then understood they. How?
That he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread.
That he bade them not to beware of the leaven of bread.
But of the doctrine of the Pharisees.
I warned you now to beware of what kind of doctrine you hear.
Yes.
And you listen. And you absorb. And you take in. And you believe.
Yes.
And you follow after.
Yes.
I want you to beware of false practice and false teachers and false doctrine. Now, we can't be too careful about that. That was given a long time ago.
Yes.
That was given to the disciples when Jesus was right along with them, walking with them, talking with them,
amen,
sharing with them, eating with them. And since he has gone away, he's still giving out this warning through his ambassadors and his ministers. Beware of false prophets that come to you in sheep's clothing.
Yes.
Beware of the doctrine. There's a
lot of doctrines in the Bible.
Yes.
I would like to say one thing. In this age we're living in, we're living in what we call an intelligent age, a refined age. We're living in an age where knowledge covers the earth like the water covers the sea. Intellectual knowledge. Yes, that's
right.
Not too much knowledge of God. But I do want to say that there's a lot of knowledge of God in there. Yes. There's a lot of knowledge of God in there.
Yes.
And the Lord presents people sometimes, sometimes the one, sometimes the two together. And sometimes they're driven people.
Yes.
And sometimes they're so dumb. And so short, so divested of understanding, until they just turn their backs on the knowledge of God.
Yeah.
And won't receive. God given knowledge, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And that's one reason why the world today is more than it is today.
Did you hear what I said?
That's one reason why Jesus asked the question, when the Son of Man returns, when I come back,
will I find faith on the earth?
That's the sovereign question. Jesus asked that question.
That's right. Yes.
And the condition that's existing in the schools of higher learning today.
Yes.
Preaching God, come out. No one to them that Jesus Christ called and mentioned in the curriculum. No one is saying that. No one is that.
Yes.
We have not had it. And it's gone into the high authorities and pushed it out.
No more reading the Bible. They might just read a little bit of the grammar grade. I don't know, you can't get very much of that. But I remember when I used to go to school every morning, when the school opened, we'd have a scripture reading, the teacher would read a scripture, sometimes he'd sing a song.
Yeah.
And then he'd give some instruction. Have
prayer!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's every day.
Praise the Lord.
But you go to school now, how many prayers do you get? How many Bible lessons is given to the scholars? Only one. The condition is critical. Well, then, that's the law. I'm talking about the law. What's the law? The laws of the land are supposed to be a God-blessed country.
Yes.
But the laws of the land push Christ out. And push God out. What do we expect to come? That's it. That's it enough. And that's one reason why parents should be very diligent in giving their children Christian instruction and teaching them faith in God. They ought to be right up to hell doing
it.
They ought to be interested in it. They ought to be shedding some tears about it. And they ought to be down on their knees talking, God help.
Yes.
My children.
Amen.
Brought up in infidelity. Help them, Lord. God, hear our pleas.
Thank the Lord.
I thank God for prayers are going up this Sunday. But there ought to be more. I was surprised when I was over at O'Keefe one time, and also in a little town they called Drumright. They spoke such a call, communists. They like that. Did you know they have webbed their way into this country? Might be some sitting right here before me. I don't know. Might be the men, might not.
Yeah.
I'm going right off. They were teaching the people, teaching them with books.
Yeah.
No God.
Yeah. I used to sell a little miniature of books and things, and that's how I come out to run into this.
Yes.
Yeah. And a lady was telling me, she just told me to explain me about what was going on, and she thought I was one of the agents. No, now, I'm not for that. I didn't get you in that words. That's the officer of the Most High God. Yeah. And she's glad. I went to drum line. There was Peter Screw in drum line. That's a week. And people going there.
Yeah.
Church people. Standing easier. Pushing God up.
Yeah.
I met him face to face. I didn't go to the meeting. One man had one of the books. I guess one of them was standing there. He was telling me about it. He was going to get the show to me. Then I sort of slipped around, got that book, and I never did get to see it. But he told me about it.
Yeah.
I was right in the house. I'm not telling you something that's just dreaming about and something that's flying around in the air. That's just this show.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
And sometimes you're shaking your hands with it and don't do it.
Yeah.
Ain't for that.
Yeah.
Right in the way.
Yeah. Amen.
It's a wonderful thing. I was just thinking this morning when I saw the children in the Sunday school. I said, "You don't know how well that's going to be."
Yeah.
And we don't know how long that we're going to be privileged to enjoy these blessings and these opportunities. Because the devil is making every advance that he can to destroy God out of the heart and mind of the people. More than I'm able to tell you, I'm not able to tell you the damage, the spiritual damage being done right in this country.
Yeah.
And I would say in this town.
Yeah.
Do away with sin.
That's correct.
Yes.
bless us all.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, before we, I guess maybe we'll stand up on that time. We got to get on there, but yeah, ask Trey.
Take heed, therefore, unto yourself,
and to all the flock,
and to all the flock,
over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer,
over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer,
feed the church of God,
to feed the church of God,
which he has purchased with his own
which
blood,
which he has purchased with his own blood.
Yes. Well, I know this.
Now listen, now, for I know this, this is my support of it.
That after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you.
Now the apostle Paul had the spirit of discernment, he had the spirit of prophecy, he had the spirit of knowledge and understanding.
Yes.
And he's given these the ministers there in Ephesus, I believe it was, some instruction what they should do to protect the word of God.
Amen.
I want you to know this, that when I'm gone, and I guess it must have been something brewing around while he was there. And he just kept it under suggestion that the best he could while he was with him. But now I'm taking my departure and I'm going to leave you. We're not going to meet anymore. This is the last time that I'm going to be in your assembly.
Yes.
But I'm warning you now. All right, go ahead.
Well, I know this that after my departure.
I know this. Then after my departing,
shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock.
Shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock.
Yes.
Also of your own selves.
Also of your own selves. Yes. Right out of your group, right in the midst of you.
Yes.
Shall men arise.
Speaking perverse things.
Speaking perverse things.
To draw away disciples
after themselves.
Amen.
Now that's going to take place when I'm gone.
Therefore watch.
Therefore watch.
And remember.
And remember.
By the space of 3 years.
By the space of 3 years.
I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears.
Can you remember that? He said, I 3 years long, I hammered away on this thing. And sometimes it got so heavy, it just brought tears to my eyes. I didn't stop. I just kept working away at it night and day.
Amen.
With tears.
Yeah. Amen.
But is that the end of that?
It's the 31st
verse. 31st verse. You know, sometimes some conditions exist among the people. And then, believe me, you know, the devil don't want me to say too much about these things. It's in the Bible.
Yeah.
What do I talk about?
Yeah.
Persecution is still in Rome. That's what's the matter now. He's afraid. We said, lift up your voice like a trumpet. And show my people their transgression.
Yeah.
That's the house of Jacob down there.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one reason why love exists among us sometimes.
Yes.
Just too afraid to talk about it, afraid to go to stir up something that's already stirred up and worked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fire is already burned. Yeah. And you're free to turn the hose off.
Yes,
amen. Well, God, that's not here now.
Yes, Lord.
I wonder how many of us. I know sometimes this song. I've known a song. There are the things just so burdened, so grieved, you can hardly sleep at night.
Yes.
Just lay there on the bed. Turn it from one side to the other. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord,
yes.
Did. Oh, just pray it all night long.
Yes.
You ever had any condition like that? You ever had any experience like that?
Yes, Lord.
Does it bother you? Are you concerned? Does it mean anything to you? Bring false doctrine, get among the saints.
Yeah.
Well, that's what he said. He said, I'm warning you. I just kept at it night and day for 3 years. And sometimes we can cry. The and morning. But the Lord have mercy.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Well, if this is the work of God, we are supposed to be laborers for God and with God. We've got to do the healing work. It's not my work. I'm just one of his servants.
Yes.
Lord, that was all. I'm going to tell you one thing. That's a message to keep it going on about this faith. That's one reason why faith don't work. That's one reason why you don't see no more of the signs for it. False doctrine and false ideas got in among the people.
Amen.
Amen. All right, we're going on down. I think Romans 16, 17 through 18, someone had that. Let us see some more what you said there. In Romans 16, chapter 17 through 18, verse.
Yes, I beseech you, brethren.
Now, I beseech you, brethren.
Mark them which cause division.
Mark them which cause division. And offenses contrary to the doctrine that you have learned.
And avoid them. For they that are such, they're not our Lord Jesus Christ.
They're not serving the Lord Jesus Christ.
But their own belly.
But they're serving their own belly.
By good words.
And the good word.
Fair speeches.
Wide open, jump right in and dig in there, and you just swallow it down.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what it's not doing along. That's why I didn't come along.
Now, some people that stare particularly
holidays.
Yeah. Now, there's some people that just don't, they just feel right eat something. Yeah. And that's where the Lord wants you to be. He wants you to be particular when it comes to eating this heavenly bread, or this bread that came down from heaven, which is the Word of God. Doctrine, that's what he had to give out there. I'm the bread of life. He said the Word of life.
Yeah.
They are spirit and they are life.
Amen.
And any kind of the doctrine that crosses the Word of God is false doctrine.
Amen.
Not how much education the man has, not how many schools he's been to, how many theologians he's set up there, everything like that, if it's across the Word of God, it's false doctrine.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right. One to one, pay attention to it. Understand that I avoid this.
There were false prophets also among the people.
Yes.
There were false prophets also among the
Even as there shall be false teachers among you.
Even as there liable to be.
The
false teachers among you. Is that what it says?
Shall be.
Read that again, brother.
Even as there shall be false
teachers among you. And they're going to be there. They're not going to keep about unless you have some discernment. And lay hands on.
Amen.
He didn't say that the fire of common will be some God. I'm not afraid of him, but there shall be false teachers right among you.
Yeah. Amen.
You don't have to go head down to some other place to get it. You don't have to take it coming down from Chicago or from Louisiana or Kentucky or somewhere. They're going to be right above you.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not the author of this. I'm just reading what's down there.
Brother Phyllis, Paul said, preach the word at any cost.
Preach the word. Yeah. The word at any cost.
Amen.
Yes. The Lord, this message in particular, is not what you might say to the lost. This message is to the sheep.
Yeah.
To protect them from being destroyed by wolves.
Yeah.
Did you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Of course, the gospel to the Lord, we understand that. Yes, that's all that's right.
Yeah.
This is the gospel that is to be preached to the Lord, the word of the Lord. Preach it, just preach it. It doesn't call. I want you to understand that I'm talking to saints.
Yes.
And anybody that want to be a saint.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking to. Yes. This time.
Yes.
If I was talking to sinners, I'd rank sinners not making any profession. And you can listen in if you want to. I don't have no objection at all.
Yes.
If I was talking to you and making a peer to you, I'd take a different route. But this one I'm talking to now, I'm talking directly to the saints here in Bakersfield.
Yeah.
And those that have come from other towns and said it's to be here with you today.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
give anybody the privilege to correct me if I say one wrong statement that would lead people astray. You don't have to wait till I get out. Understand? Just call me in right now. I'll stop. I'll consider. Because I want to go to heaven. And I want you to go there. And I know we cannot go there following false prophets and wolves in sheep clothing. I know God's word is truth. I have more faith, more confidence. If I could say that, I don't know how to say it. But I want to say I have more confidence in the word of God today than I ever had in all the days of my life.
Praise the Lord.
Now, I don't know. I don't know a time that I've doubted God's word and been true. I don't know of any time. But if it's in such a thing as having more confidence in it, I've got it right now.
Thank you.
It's the word of God. All right, we go on a little bit further. I want you to read that again, please, in 2 Peter 2:23. 2 Peter 2:23.
And who proudly shall bring in damnable heresy?
Who proudly shall bring in damnable heresy?
Yes. Even denying the Lord that bought them.
Even denying the Lord that bought them.
And bring upon themselves swift destruction.
And bring upon themselves swift destruction.
Yeah. And now I say, and many shall follow
them. Now listen, and many, not just a few, but many, shall follow their pernicious way.
By reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken. Yes. And through covetousness.
And through covetousness. Shall they with vain words. Make merchandise of you.
Whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not. And their damnation slumbereth
not. I didn't really get that. There was the many shall follow that pernicious word. That very many ones that started out in the holy way come in contact with false doctrine of various kinds, and then give up the faith, turn back, and follow the pernicious ways of false teachers and the heretics. And so now they're just going on about that. The Lord help us.
Amen.
God listening. To both ears. Let him hear and also the others listen to the word of God. I want you to listen closely. And I want you to, I have given you the liberty. If I was making a statement, it's not in harmony with a lot of truth. Just give me the signal if you're saying.
Yeah.
We'll give that thing some consideration.
Amen.
Amen. It's an awful thing to give out instruction contrary to the word of God.
Yes.
Awful thing. It makes me think about a story I read one time of an operator at the railroad station sending out messages, sent out the wrong message.
Yeah.
One time, the recorder released the train at the wrong time. Wrong message in the mistake. But the message gone in time and the message done gone through, but it's too late to correct. And it caused a great wreck. And many people lost their lives because of the wrong instruction.
Yes.
Well, that's the way it is with the gospel.
Yes.
That's one reason why I read so much. I have the Word of God when I'm talking.
Praise the Lord.
Because I know that I'm staying. Y'all that know me know that I sure read. You know that. But I tell you the reason why I read. I want the best for the Lord.
Amen.
I want something when I get out, what I said to stand.
Right.
And if people don't remember it, I can't understand. And if they do remember it, I want it to do them good.
Amen.
I don't want to give out something to leave people in the ditch.
Amen.
But all right, going on down a little further now. Hebrews 2:1-4. Let's see what we can find there.
Therefore, we ought to give the more
earnest heed.
To the things which we have heard. Lest at any time we should let them slip.
That the word spoken by angels was steadfast.
And every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense.
Yes.
Reward.
Yes.
How shall we escape?
We neglect so great salvation.
Because the first began to be spoken by the Lord. Was confirmed unto us by them that heard him.
It was first spoken by the Lord.
Yeah.
Jesus spoke it to the apostles. And they heard the apostles. And they spoke it to us. Written it down, given it to us, the Father. And they should give earnest heed to it. All right.
God also bearing them witness. Both with signs and wonders.
With diverse miracles.
Gifts of the Holy Ghost. According to his own will.
That is established the truth. This thing is truth. Lord, just like Nicodemus said, no man can do these miracles and not do it except God be rich.
Yes, the Lord.
Yes. And my mind is not a form of God. Also, you have something just like down in Egypt when Moses went down and threw his rod down and gave the servant. Old Pharaoh poured out his magicians and everything. They were going to do that.
Yes.
It goes there right down and give the servant just like Moses did. That was a contest right there.
Praise the Lord. Yes.
Contest. You know what happened? Moses' rod just went around swallowing up the other rod. Swallowing up that little water. Whatever left. But I represent the word of God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Power of God.
Amen.
There's a matter of merit for the thing being done these days by false prophets or said to be.
Yes.
People just, that's the power of God. Yes, that's the power. That's the power of God. The power of God. But the thing's going to be perfect dead. We in a contest right now. You know what James told Brett over there? Go right along with your message there.
Yeah.
Earnestly contend for the thing.
Yeah.
Like Bob Doctor. I want you to, he's talking about doctor there now.
Yeah.
I want you to earnestly contend.
Yeah.
Some people don't think it's contention, but I'm giving some kind of contention.
Right.
I want you to earnestly contend for the thing that was once delivered to the saints.
Yeah.
It came down through fire and blood.
Yeah.
It makes me shudder sometimes.
Yes.
It makes my very it being shudder sometimes. But I think about how those patriarchs get up there and had their heads cut off and drug around through the streets and everything that there. Not for any evil that they've done,
no.
But because they held up for this truth.
Yes. Amen.
Not nothing could have saved their lives. And they just sent back and said, they ain't nothing but Christ. Earnestly contend for the thing that was once delivered to the saints.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Because earnestly contend for the thing
preaches the doctrine of the Bible, what he's talking about here. Yes. That's the content, but you're going to get in trouble.
Yes. Yes.
Shut my mouth up. I wouldn't say something that you say.
Yeah.
What I say, that's